was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Not really sure what this tape is. Joe just brought this in. Somebody on TV. Joe, are they looking at a picture of the president? President Bush?
Yeah, they're talking about Bush meeting with Sarkowski or whatever that French guy is.
French Prime Minister.
Right.
And it's some woman describing them getting together and hilarity ensues.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Nicholas Sarkozy.
What channel, Joe?
I think it's MSNBC.
Thank you. I apologize, Buzz.
That's all right.
What a slap in the face that would be. I accidentally called Joe Buzz.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice.
Oh, what a slap.
It's all right.
Anyway, here it is.
While Nicolas Sarkozy is in China, which, of course, is also trying to become a financial capital of the world, and in honor of his visit, the Chinese have announced $30 billion of deals. There he is. I mean, who could not have a man crush on that man? I'm not talking about the monkey either. I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
The monkey? The monkey? What? What's she talking about?
Wait.
Monkey
Bush.
In the middle. All right.
I don't know. What's she talking about? Willie? You know, I think she's still jet lagged.
That's my president. I don't know who she's talking
about. Well, I know she's not talking
about. Why are you talking
about
Angela Merkel like that? I don't understand. All right.
Yeah, she's attacking Merkel. She's our ally in a time of war. Yeah, listen, my dear, let me tell you something. When I'm jet lagged, I just take Ambien, some Tylenol PM, and I sleep it off, yeah. Okay?
It was my stop in Riyadh, and it just made me insane.
Yeah.
Thanks.
One, two, three, four.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So, this is funny, then,
This is funny.
Yep, that's a good one.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Without your listenership, we'd have to shower in tomato juice.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Don't just look at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Eat it. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
And Mike and Buzz and Rob, we're all here. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
What?
Well, while you guys are waiting on this guy, it's been a crazy busy in here today, and the latest breaking news is that Evel Knievel has died.
What?
Even Evel
That's
Knievel.
What I was going to tell you
nope,
guys.
No longer with us. I know.
I've never quite heard that kind of reaction to a celebrity death.
I know.
Show's over.
Yeah, we got to go.
That's it.
We can't go on.
You expect us to continue?
There's just no need.
Go get that tape.
Tribute reel? The tribute reel?
Go get our tribute reel.
I will. Much like CBS News, we have them all ready to go.
It's out there under K for Knievel. We got it ready to go. You got it, Rob?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time putting this together. Here we go.
All right, very good. Here it is, the tribute.
Hey, would you please pull up Amazing Grace?
You bet, Don.
You know that really good one?
I think that's appropriate.
From American Idol?
Amazing Grace.
Our tribute.
How sweet.
To E.K.
The sound.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
That's eerie.
Like me.
Evel.
But now
Snake River Canyon.
Was blind.
Yeah.
Oh, the fountain.
But Caesar's Palace.
Now
yeah, baby.
I see.
Ooh. Buzz, I have to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Was he, and this may seem to be a stupid question, was he jumping over anything?
Not at the time, no.
All right.
You know, he was actually in the news this week.
Really?
He buried the hatchet. He was suing Kanye West.
Oh, that's right. I had read that
because
Kanye West
had his styled leather jumpsuit in a video where Kanye West was going to jump over a canyon.
Right.
And so Evel was going to sue him, but they met just like last Saturday. I guess now that all of his affairs were in order.
God needed a dear devil.
That's for sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God needed the Dear Devil.
Hello?
Hi, boys. I was just calling to tell you about Evel Knievel.
Yeah, well, as you heard, we've gone into our all tribute mode. Again, here is the tribute that we took a lot of time putting together.
The sound.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
Goosebumps. Boy, oh boy. Natural causes, the age of 69.
What I remember most about Evel Knievel was the goddamn Snake Canyon River jump.
Snake River
and
Canyon.
Whatever it was, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Sure.
What a letdown. It was on ABC's Wide World of Sports on a Saturday. And it was like, he's going to jump the canyon in a rocket. And the thing goes like 1 foot over the edge. and the little parachute thing comes out.
And he slowly descends into Snake River Canyon. And that was it.
That was
the end of that.
It was like the toy that we all had when we were kids. the little green army man that had the parachute.
Right.
And it really only worked the first time you threw it up.
Right.
And it came down. Because once those strings got tangled up, Jack.
And you realized that when you saw him floating down into Snake River Canyon, that if he had made it across, that probably would have killed him. Because, I mean, if he'd had enough velocity to make it across, I mean, how do you land in a rocket? You don't land in a rocket.
It would have been the greatest moment of his career.
You crash in a rocket, you know?
As a boy, I had the Evel Knievel friction motorcycle toy, and I think that's how I'll always remember
And that's the thing that would actually do the jumps.
And you would crank it up and go, ying, 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 and off it would go. So when I think of Evel, I will think of an 8-inch tall Evel.
A wonderful toy.
A great toy.
A toy for a boy.
A red, white, and blue toy from the Christmas of our bicentennial.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And yet just a man.
Hello.
Hi.
Guys, you want to talk to a good friend of mine? This is the drunk baller from Wichita.
Who is this?
The drunk guy from Wichita.
Oh.
Bye!
I speak for everyone collectively. We tire of you.
Not on a day of
unless he's making popcorn.
We'd rather hear from Tom Gavin than you, but Tom, don't call. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing very well, buddy.
I was wondering, did you guys hear about the Hillary Clinton? She's having a hostage situation.
Come on.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you think I do?
Now, hold on. We've reached one of the... Stop. Turn down your radio. We've reached one of the beautiful moments in the show when Buzz is going to take on one of our listeners in a cage match.
Absolutely.
Buzz?
Seriously. I'm here. Buzz Burbank here on the Don and Mike Show. What do you think my main job, my main function here is?
I have no clue, buddy.
Some days neither do I, but really it's news. Really it's to keep an eye on the news. And that's what I do.
We got a guy to do that. I tell you what, the next time that you pop a hemorrhoid, you call us.
Yeah, because we won't know about that unless you have reporters standing outside of your house.
And for God's sake, stop calling us buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy.
Or just keep the radio turned up real loud, because in about a minute, you're going to hear me say, you're a dumb ass.
He loves that.
Thing, buddy.
That's what he's craving.
And then you're going to laugh, that insecure laugh, and you're going to say, buddy. And
you know what makes this call even dumber?
Right.
The fact that you know where he heard about that? He heard about the hostage thing on this show and then called us to tell us about it. That's how dumb this guy is.
You think so?
I think there's potential.
Possible.
Listen to what he's got cranking in the background. He said,
listen to him.
Oh, man, there's a Hillary hostage situation. I just heard Buzz talk about it. I better call Don and Mike. Help me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Hello there.
Don and Mike.
That's our names. Hi, don't wear them out. I've said that already today. My apologies. Hi.
Hey, I was wrestling with my brother and cousin the other day, and I...
Right, we heard that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Happened to us all.
You know, Mike, hold on. We just got to stop ourselves.
Yes.
As we take these phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I apologize because I threw out some dumb catchphrase there that I had used earlier. I've lost my train of thought. We must all think now, W-W-E-D. What would Evel do?
He would handle those calls just the way you had.
Mm-hmm. With aplomb?
Mm-hmm. he would cut them off at the knees, just like you.
Cut them off. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Just like a malfunctioning Six Flags ride.
This is crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hate to bring that up during Dan Snyder's tough times.
Yeah, but, you know.
Sean Taylor sucked. It's the truth. Yeah, that's all that needs to be said.
What?
Sean Taylor sucked. That's all that needs to be said.
Oh, now, I love this. You're a big guy that wants to say something. We have your number on caller ID, so don't be a runaway guy.
Oh, I'm not being a runaway guy. Okay. I mean, Romo's taking care of business.
What does that have to do with Sean Taylor?
Because, I mean, it doesn't even matter if he's dead or not.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
You're not making any sense.
The Redskins got nothing.
What does that have to do with Sean Taylor? Keep changing the subject.
And what does it have to do with Tony Romo?
And Tony Romo is way better than Sean Taylor.
Well, Sean Taylor has passed away, so I'd say just about everyone breathing on the planet has got a leg up on Sean Taylor.
Only to certain people.
What are you talking? Please, once again, try to explain yourself. I know you think you're having the best time you've ever had, but really, for the benefit of those that may be tuning in this afternoon, why don't you explain yourself?
I'm just trying to say that the world should feel cleaner for now not having Sean Taylor in it.
Wow.
Why is that, sir?
Because, I mean, it was a filthy situation.
It was. In what way was it a filthy situation?
Because it was like a DOVDA scene, you know? It was just out of control.
It was like a what thing?
A DODVDA scene.
What is a DODVA scene?
DODVDA.
What is that?
Double oral. Just you know, just think about that. After I put the double oral there, there's got to be something else that follows.
Like what?
He's making a porno reference.
What does that have to do with Sean Taylor?
Really, I don't really know.
Yeah, obviously. See, it's on you now. You know, you brought it up, so why don't you have the balls to finish it?
I think I just did finish it.
No, it's clear you don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
you really did. You're afraid to. Actually, you think you're brave, but you're really not.
I mean, I think I already described myself, defined myself.
You already described yourself?
The world is a better place without him.
Why?
So that's what you think about Sean Taylor.
Why is the world a better place without Sean Taylor?
Thug. Thug. It's called natural selection.
How would you like if we posted your phone number on the Black Panther message board?
I've already been there. I own it.
You own it. Hey, how about if I give your phone number out so maybe people who maybe don't agree with you
could engage you in spirited debate, chat.
Because I normally accuse Mike of this way too much, but I feel that you're playing the race card. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm stupid.
Oh, no.
I get the feeling you're playing the race card.
No. I hate all equally.
Well, let me ask you this then. Who are you to judge somebody that you don't even know? And I assume you don't know this individual.
Because I can tell you, after talking to you for about 3 minutes, the world would be a much better place without you.
See, that's a possibility.
Well, I think it's a pretty obvious possibility listening
to you. What would the world be like?
What's that? You want to take a deep breath and try to get a sentence out? You're having trouble now speaking. You're having a great deal of difficulty getting sentences out of your mouth.
It sure would be too bad if someone broke into your home in the middle of the night and shot you.
Well, that wouldn't happen because they wouldn't do that to me.
That would end a bad situation.
Oh, really? So you're confident that you can cruise through life without any tragic situation happening to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. What was that?
I made myself real clear. You think you can walk through life without stuff happening to you?
Listen, there are jerk-offs like you that call our show all the time, and we dance around this all the time. You call from Wichita, Kansas.
What's wrong with Wichita?
Because I got your phone number, you stupid ass.
I know you. God, I know that. I said, what's wrong with Wichita?
Shut up. You are thousands of miles away from where any of this is happening, and you think this is the internet, and you think that you can call this show, and you can say something that I know what you're saying, it's borderline racist, and you can get away with it. And you can't say, I hate equally. because you think that's what we say. You're a dumbass racist. And if there was a God in the world, I would give out your phone number and ask everyone listening to call you and tell you what they think of your idiotic internet sensibility, your lack of accountability, you freaking coward. You deserve to have someone break into your house in the middle of the night and cut your head off.
Hey, all I got to say is OG, I'm out.
I'm tired of dicks like that calling the show, dancing around, no repercussions.
Right.
Seriously.
You know, there are occasionally things on the show that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's violence.
Everybody heard.
That's violence, as far as I'm, that's violence, that's crap.
Everybody heard what that guy's underlying tone was, and I'm tired of being the clearinghouse for morons with goddamn bass-ackwards agendas. Sean Taylor, thug. Right. I know you just couldn't say the N-word on the radio.
That's what he wanted to do. That's what he wanted to do.
I'm serious. This guy is the douchebag of the week. I don't care if you're black, bright, white, yellow, Chinese. He is a stupid MF-er, and he thinks he can do something like that.
And he thinks he's so goddamn brave, and he's not.
With no consequences. Not to say that you cannot call a radio show and speak your mind. You can. But I'm tired of these idiots calling us up with these sneak attacks, and we got to figure out ways to try to smooth it over or delete it out. I'm tired of it. The guy's a jerk-off. Mm-hmm. Guy's an idiot. The guy deserves to have everyone that was listening to this show, all 25 people, call him all weekend long.
Amen. That's a son of a bitch that deserves it.
Yep. Sure does. He better start sleeping with a machete under his bed at night.
God, what a prick. And you know, it happens more often than not. It really does.
But it's always a guy like that.
Always a guy that thinks he's so brave.
Snarky.
Punk. You know, that his insensitivity is just about the coolest thing that he can do. That his lack of concern for somebody else is just about the funniest, greatest thing in the world.
And really,
And he can hide behind his telephone.
We don't have any way to retaliate against that except what we just did.
I mean, really, picture that guy saying that in a crowded room.
He wouldn't,
you know?
He wouldn't
have the balls.
He's a coward.
But yet he can come on and be heard by millions of people.
And sometimes we're put in a precarious position. What are we supposed to do?
Right.
Are we going to beat the guy up again? Are we going to do the dance until we finally get the N-word out of him
delete it out? He wasn't going to do the dance at all. He knew exactly what he was doing from the word go.
Jesus Christ. I mean, listen.
From the word go.
Seriously, if you want to call the show and you want to say, Sean Taylor is a thug, and he got what he deserved. You are welcome to call and say that. We will hang up on you. We will say, thank you for calling. We agree. We do not disagree. Whatever the case. But you don't call the show and say, hey, Sean Taylor.
The world's better place without him.
Thug.
Yeah, and of course, this is an individual that isn't listening to any of the news today.
Right.
Which, it seems to me, at least at this point, is moving in the direction of
he was a victim
of the fact that he was a victim. And you know what? All you do is you can base your opinions on what comes out and what
people
say.
And I still maintain we still don't know the whole story.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'll say that we still don't know the whole story.
True.
No, we don't. And we don't. And the police are actually being very careful to tell reporters not to speculate on this.
But the point here is that you cowards, you hairless cowards who think you're hiding behind a keyboard, I got news for you. When you call this show, you're not. You're really not hiding.
Good. Good.
Jerk off.
Not a safe haven.
Should be a price to pay for that.
Not a safe haven.
Hope you get lots of phone calls in the middle of the night. The night.
And the attitude is really, from somebody like that, nothing can happen to me.
Snarky. Snide.
Nothing can happen to me. You know, so I can sit there and get my jollies.
I'm above it all.
By really just indicating that I'm such a tough guy. I'm so tough.
No, this is not an internet chat room where you can make up a name and put a fake IP address. You stupid ass. You called us with the phone number. You dumb ass.
You know, we do live in an era of lack of accountability. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's and the internet has a lot to do with it also.
Yeah, I know that.
But, you know, I'm glad it didn't happen here today.
Yep, me too.
There's a little accountability here today. Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Including ours. You know? And I agree with you.
And for God's sake.
Take the bullet on that one, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, what does Evel Knievel think of all this?
Oh,
Exactly. Here we are, and you know, we are just beginning.
He's the healing.
Our healing process.
And I only hope that Evel Knievel gets as much coverage as Sean Taylor does.
Evel Knievel, quite the legend.
I hope in all sports they all wear stickers on their helmets and their jerseys.
Right.
And
was he estranged from his son or not? Were they together at the end? Because it was always, wasn't it, even when they came on our show together, it was always kind of abrasive between those two. And then they'd have times when they weren't speaking to each other.
You know, when they were back together was when Robbie Knievel was doing those jumps on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they had him doing, like, live jumps?
The last big one that I think. He might have done the Caesar's Palace jump.
The old man was there for those, right. I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, the last jump was when he jumped the Grand Canyon. Because remember, he got a deal with the Indians, and he was allowed to jump a piece of it?
Oh, that's right. He did jump the Grand Canyon. He did jump the Grand Canyon. Motorcycle jumping equals funny. And sure you can't slice it any other way. Motorcycle jumping. Funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Like, hey, guys.
Funnier than that X Games guy with the bike.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd much rather see Evel Knievel go upside down in front of Caesar's Palace
right.
than see the X Games guy 50 feet in the air taking a header.
Well, the funny thing about a motorcycle jump, you know, especially back in the day, you know, everybody would express this shock and dismay. Well, excuse me, you know, jumping over 65 buses, you know, there is a tiny bit of risk factor there.
And it would always come apart the way a dragster comes apart.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean, like, yep. The parts go 8 million miles, and you see that old, like, 1969 film.
Where he bounces up, and you literally see that he has broken every bone in his body. Yeah. You know what? Hey, he was the original.
He was
the original. Evel Knievel. You're talking about the Caesar's Palace jump where they show that.
The famous one.
Amazing camera
he
shot, even though it's all grainy.
Bounces and bounces.
And you see, you know, the arms akimbo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I'm Jason from Baltimore. Hey, as soon as Buzz announced that Evel Knievel is dead, I called my brother because he was our childhood hero, and I had the same game that Robbie had mentioned, and I just so sad that he's gone. But when I was about 18 years ago, I was working as a bar back down Baltimore, and he came into this Hooper's off near Pier 6, and he was all drunk drinking Miller Lite and Crown Royal Chaser, and he was calling his I hope I can say the P word, he was calling his wife and his son. He goes, oh, they're just a bunch of pussies, blah blah blah. He was sloshed. He moved probably backwards if he was going forward. He was so sloshed and broken.
It's another beautiful tribute.
Tributes are pouring in, Don.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss all the tributes, though.
Bye!
I know that you'll want to watch the major networks because I'm sure they'll rerun either Viva Knievel, the movie in which he starred in, or the biopic in which he was played by George Hamilton.
And you know all this. I'm just realizing that your connection now is the Elvis connection.
A little
because
bit.
Because Evel Knievel and Elvis.
Looks like Elvis.
Yeah, they did that whole thing. And also, he was what was going on when I was 5 and 6 years old. The Evel Knievel toys.
Well, between your tribute and the caller from Baltimore, I think we've covered it.
We're set.
Safe home, Evel.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
And we had a damn good time when they were on our show.
Yeah, that was okay.
He was ornery. He was ornery. That's what I remember about Evel Knievel.
Full of piss and vinegar.
He definitely was.
Anyone else named Evel?
In the world?
Not yeah.
I can think of.
I don't
well,
think so. I have one that comes to mind.
Last name Hughes?
You know, once again, our brain is working on the same level.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.